This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, both be physically fit and spiritually fit. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So welcome to A to Z. We're talking about this Islamic lifestyle, of course, something that will bring comfort and ease to our very fast-paced life in this modern day in which we just seem to be surrounded by troubles and trials and tribulations and stress and anxiety. Well, one of the things that's really important when we're talking about Islamic lifestyle, well, primarily it breaks down into two aspects. One is to be physically fit, and the other one is to be spiritually fit. Now, of course, because of the modern era in which we live in, we have a lot of concepts in this modern era which unfortunately are very materialistic and individualistic and utilitarian when it comes, you know, to their essence. So one of the things that, you know, this so-called post-Renaissance man has come up with is this idea of physical fitness. Now, why do they emphasize so much, physical fitness? Well, it's because they only can look at the physical aspect of a human being. These various different post-Renaissance theories, they only look at the material aspect, the physical body. And Islam, of course, being a comprehensive religion, which covers all of the possible bases that are necessary for the perfection of a human being, well, we find that, yes, the physical fitness and the physical aspect of a human being is quite emphasized. It is important, and it is known as one of the blessings. And so to eat healthy, to be healthy, you know, to exercise in an adequate and appropriate manner, to take care of this body which Allah has gifted to us, you know, and the various different things that comes about with being physically fit. These are things which Islam really emphasizes, but Islam also emphasizes the other side of the coin, of course, which is spiritual fitness. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about how when it comes to Islamic lifestyle, we both have to take into consideration being physically fit and being spiritually fit. Now, of course, we know a lot about being physically fit because of this very post-Renaissance theories that, you know, specifically want to focus only on the material aspect of a human being. And really, when you study into the phenomenon, you will realize that many of the problems that have come about in the, you know, modern Western world are precisely because they have a tendency to only focus on the material aspect of human being. So they end up ignoring the spiritual aspect of this lifestyle, this comprehensive lifestyle. And of course, when you ignore an aspect of a human being, well, it causes stress and anxiety and tension. And in reality, it causes a disbalance. And that disbalance is what we see, which is happening across the world with human beings. Now, this spiritual aspect is something that Islam also highly emphasizes, and perhaps in certain places it can be said that Islam overemphasizes the spiritual aspect of a human being, because yes, Islam does say that we should take care of the physical body, but the physical body will eventually remain here. It is the spiritual body and the spiritual aspect of a human being which continues on to the next life. And this is where, for example, the salah, the daily prayers, the fasting, the khums, the charity, the sadaqah, promotion of doing good things, this prevention of doing evil things, the various different moral and ethical virtues, and these good qualities right? Staying away from evil habits, submission to carnal desires and these kind of bad things which really destroy our spiritual fitness. And of course, there's many, many different books that have been written about this subject of how to be spiritually fit in Islam. But of course, we have to end the program talking about Islamic lifestyle with this, that yes, we should focus on our physical aspect and being physically fit, but we must also spend a lot of time and a lot of effort, you know, in being spiritually fit in order to achieve that Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.